MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. One of the people carrying a torch during the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville faces felony charges. Virginia's maternal mortality rate surged during the pandemic, and this year's General Assembly elections are attracting record amounts of campaign cash. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, April 24th. One of the people carrying a torch in connection with the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville faced felony charges in court on Friday. Calvin Penn with partner station VPM reports.
Tyler Bradley Dykes will remain in custody until his trial on June 5th in Albemarle County Circuit Court as one of the torch carriers who marched on the University of Virginia's campus the evening before the deadly Unite the Right rally in 2017. Dykes, of South Carolina, is charged with burning an object with intent to intimidate, as he and hundreds more carried tiki torches and shouted white nationalist chants. He faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Chief Judge Claude Worrell denied bond for Dykes, who he considered a flight risk and a danger to the public. The Commonwealth Attorney's Office also presented new evidence of Dykes' continued involvement in white nationalist organizing up until his arrest last week. Another torch marcher, William Zachary Smith of Texas, was set to have a bond hearing today as well, but it was rescheduled to May 3rd.
Calvin Penn reporting. Virginia's maternal mortality rate surged during the pandemic. That's according to the latest annual report from UVA Health. It shows that Virginia's rate of maternal mortality was 15.6 per 100,000 women in 2021 and had been rising before the COVID-19 pandemic. The report also shows a racial disparity, with Black and Native American women 7 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications. Well, and finally, the latest round of campaign finance disclosures show that Virginia's 2023 election is attracting record amounts of campaign cash. Democrats have an edge in fundraising for the Senate. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has more.
Senator George Barker is a Democrat from Fairfax County who's poised to be one of the most senior members of the Senate and potentially a chairman of the Finance Committee, but that's only if he prevails against a challenger in the primary, former Fairfax County School Board Chairwoman Stella Pekarsky. Campaign finance records show Barker has raised about twice as much money, which is a sign of things to come, says Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington.
This is going to be one of the hardest fought campaign cycles in Virginia history. Both parties are raising immense amounts of money compared to the past, and both parties are going to be looking at a lot of vulnerable incumbents and promising challengers as they try to reshape the legislature that takes office next January.
In Charlottesville, Senator Cree Deeds has also raised about twice as much money as his challenger in the Democratic primary, Delegate Sally Hudson. And that's a good sign of where this race may be headed, says J. Miles Coleman at the UVA Center for Politics.
A lot of talk on the ground here. So he's going to have a close race with Sally Hudson. Well, if we're using fundraising as a metric, Deeds is in much better shape than Hudson.
Democrats have an edge in fundraising for the Senate, but they might end up burning through a significant amount of campaign cash before the June 20th primary. Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.